it's Friday morning and it's Ness Andrews. This morning we're going to be talking about the subject of angels. Well, I bet you didn't expect us to be talking about that, did you? Well, to be honest, neither did I. So how did this transpire? Well, it started actually on Tuesday evening. We were running our seventh week of Alpha and we were talking about how does God guide us? One of the questions was, has anyone had any experiences of where God might have been guiding them in the recent weeks? Well, there were several shared experiences where in just the past few weeks, people had felt God's signs and presence through scripture or a spiritual connection or through prayer that God was speaking to them. However, one particular experience that really excited me was a gentleman who has had a plethora of God's intervention in his life of late. And he shared the following. On Friday, I had some good news. So I went to the beach twice. Once at sunrise, surfing, and the second time to a different beach. Due to the moon, the tide was out and the beach was as big as I've ever seen it. A guy driving a tractor around the beach making gigantic art letters the size of houses When I walked off the beach, I looked back and the letters spelt Easter equals hope. Now he and his girlfriend saw this, but afterwards there was no images or sightings of any of this on any social media platforms, GPS systems, to actually show that what he'd seen was there. So clearly, this at minimum was a message or a sign for him. But it was also witnessed by his girlfriend, so he clearly wasn't hallucinating. And having known this guy for a few years now, I can tell you that he would not have connected this event to a supernatural or God intervention prior to now. So the question is, could it have been an angel? Well, the definition of an angel is a heavenly being believed to act as an attendant, an agent, or a messenger of God. So it's in the miraculous realm. However, they do sometimes appear in human form. So I found myself exploring the Bible and looking at where do angels appear in the Bible. Well, I didn't have to look very far as I was already working and reading through Genesis at the moment. And in Genesis chapter 16, verse 7 to 8, it reads, "An angel of God found her beside a spring in the desert." Now we're talking about Hagar here, who is a maid of Sarai. And it was on a spring, it was the spring on the road to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, maid of Sarai, what are you doing here?" She said, "I'm running away from Sarai, my mistress." The angel of God said, "Go back to your mistress and put up with her abuse." He continued, "I'm going to give you a big family and children past that of counting." So we see the appearance of an angel to Hagar back in the, chapter 16. Then if we go a few more chapters forward, we go to chapter 18, and it talks about three angels actually appearing to Abraham and Sarai. And I'm just going to read you that now. It says, "Now the Lord appeared to Abraham by the terebinth trees of Mamre, while he was sitting at the tent door in the heat of the day. When he raised his eyes and looked up, behold, three men were standing a little distance from him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. And Abram said, 'My Lord, if now I have found favour in your sight, please do not pass by your servant without stopping to visit. Please let a little water be brought by one of my servants, and you may wash your feet and recline and rest comfortably under the tree. And I will bring a piece of bread to refresh and sustain you.'" Now it was evident at this time that Abraham had seen amongst these three men that one was the Lord presenting himself as a human, and the other two were angels by his side. And so Abraham goes on to feed him. And the Lord spoke to him and said that in a year's time from now, that Sarah, your wife, will have a son. And so we see another account of an angel appearing in Genesis. And then in chapter 22, verse 11, it goes on to say, this is talking with Abraham now and him looking to God asking him to sacrifice his son, Isaac. And in verse 11, it says, just then, as an angel of God called to him out of heaven, Abraham, Abraham, yes, I'm listening. Don't lay a hand on that boy. Don't touch him. Now I know how fearlessly you fear God. You didn't hesitate to place your son, your dear son, on the altar for me. And so there's just three accounts. But actually, you'll be interested to know that there's more than 10 recordings of angels appearing in the Old Testament and more than 10 in the New Testament. So in wrapping this up then, you know, God may be guiding you. He may be giving you visions or dreams or answer to prayer or prophecy. But he also may be just sending you an angel. So don't discount it. Look out, because one day it might be an angel coming your way. Well, you can tell I've been super excited this morning, and I hope you all have such a fabulous weekend and be encouraged by this message today. Bye.